Hi, Miss Knight.
Yes.
Hi, my name's Jessica. I'm calling on a recorded line in regards to the Depo Provera lawsuit.
Oh, how are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Hello?
How are you?
Oh, I'm good. Just a little under the weather.
We hope you feel better. Were you or a loved one diagnosed with a meningioma after taking the Depo?
Yes, me.
You were? Gosh, I'm so sorry to hear. Okay, and would you like to see if you meet the rest of the criteria here to participate?
Yes.
Okay, and just to confirm, you don't already have an attorney assisting you, correct?
No.
Okay, and you're willing to affirm that with the law firm as well?
Yes.
Okay, and then are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And do you know if the meningioma was of the brain or of the spine?
The brain.
The brain. Okay. Do you know what year you were diagnosed with it?
2013.
May of 2013. Okay. And then, do you know anyone else who was injured by Depo Provera?
No.
No? Okay. No worries. And then next year, the Depo Provera information. Did you consume or use the name brand injectable Depo Provera?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And did you use it for at least 1 year minimum?
3 years.
3 years total?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So yes then for that one.
And yeah, I was, yeah.
Yeah.
And
okay.
I was diagnosed August 17th, 2020.
Oh. So August 17th, 2020 is the date of the diagnosis.
Yes.
Okay. What was the 2000, is that when you first started using it?
Yes.
Okay. So May of 2000, you said 13, I believe?
May of 2013 is when I started using the Depo Provera.
Okay. And then you were on it for 3 years, so till 2016?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry about that. And then within 1 year, can you confirm if you had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And then next here, the injured party information. So you said you were diagnosed with the meningioma. Can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Okay, perfect. And then we have your first name, T-A-K-I-M-A.
Yes.
And then last name, K-N-I-G-H-T.
Yes.
Okay. And then we have your email. It's kimmy514@gmail.com.
Yes.
And then is the 215-610-7553 your cell phone?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then what is your mailing address?
5167 Rubicam Street.
Rubicam?
Rubicam Street, Philadelphia, PA 19144.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. And then next here, the medical information. So was the Depo Provera administered by a doctor or by yourself?
A doctor.
Doctor, okay. Do you know how many times per year you were getting injected with the product?
I was getting them every 3 months.
So 4 times per year. Let's see.
Yeah, once every 3 months. Okay. I would get them once every 3 months.
So it would be 12 times total, estimately. And then,
yes.
Do you know the or remember the doctor or facility that you were having the shots at?
Dr. Matthew Paoli.
Matthew Paoli?
Paoli, yes.
OK. Okay, and what city?
Philadelphia, PA.
Is Paoli Paoli?
Yes.
That's it. Okay, perfect. Just want to make sure. And then two addresses, or wait, maybe this is it. Do you know if he was on Wayne, excuse me, Wayne Ave?
5501 Old York Road.
Oh, one moment. 5501.
Old York Road. Philadelphia, PA 1141.
I'm so sorry. What's the street name?
Old York Road.
Oh, York. Okay, one moment here. Can you spell the street name? Do you know how it's spelled?
OLDYORK Road.
Oh, okay. I'm so sorry.
It's fine.
I have found it here. At the Albert Einstein Medical Center. Does that sound familiar?
Yes.
Okay.
Awesome.
Okay. And then next here for the diagnosing information, do you remember the method of diagnosis for the meningioma, if it was a CT scan, MRI, or both?
It was a biopsy and an MRI.
And do you know the diagnosing doctor's name or facility?
Yes, her name was Maureen Dorwell.
Marine at Dorwell. Okay, is she also at Jefferson Einstein Philadelphia Hospital?
She's at Thomas Jefferson.
Thomas Jefferson. Is it on the old York Road? No?
111 South 11th Street.
111.
South 11th Street, Philadelphia, PA 19107.
Okay, I see here. Did you have treatments there as well?
Yes.
Okay. Have you
Excuse
had a prior cancer diagnosis?
Sorry.
No, it's okay.
You said, could you repeat that?
Have you had a prior cancer diagnosis at all?
It was a brain tumor.
Before the brain tumor, though, were you ever diagnosed with cancer?
Oh, no.
No. Okay. No worries. And you said Dr. Marine did treatment as well?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know what type of treatment you had? Like surgery, chemo?
Surgery, chemotherapy, and I had radiation.
And radiation. Wow. Okay. And so you were hospitalized then for the meningioma?
Yes, for 6 days. I was 6 days in the hospital.
6 days?
Mm-hmm. 6 days in the hospital and 7 months outpatient.
7 months outpatient. Okay. And then there would be a medical record to, for you, at least with a doctor, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
I can get them, yeah.
Okay. They will request it, but if they needed you to provide them, are you able to send it either electronically
yes.
or via mail? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. And then lastly here, the emergency contact. So we request one just in case something unfortunate happens, ensuring we can continue on with your case for your loved ones. Would you like to add an emergency contact?
Yes, I'd like
yeah.
it.
Okay, do they live with you?
No.
No, okay. And then their name?
Kim Johnson.
Jim Johnson?
Kim. K-I-M.
Oh, okay. And then relationship?
Mother.
Mother. And then her phone number?
215-319-9951.
Okay, perfect. And then lastly here, let's see, for the medical record release forms, what is your date of birth?
06/21/1987.
Okay, and again, it was 6/21/1987?
Yes.
Okay, and then your social?
162-684679.
Okay, and again, it was 162-684679?
Yes.
Okay, and then is it okay if I send you the forms via text and email?
Sure.
Okay, perfect. So bear with me.
Is it something I gotta sign?
Yes, it'll be the medical record release forms and then also the retainer for the law firm. But bear with me real quick. I'm just going to put you on a brief hold while I prep up the forms and send them over. I'll be right back, okay? Bear with me.
All right.
Okay, thank you.